3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery, the Spirit of Sports Fest. That's today's Friday festivities all up and down the zone lineup today. And really happy to have our next guest who joins us. Occasionally we get to spend some time with this guy. Always love it. Kirk Herbstreit is our guest. Herbie, got to ask you, how is your crew handling all this social distancing stuff?
How you guys doing? Glad to hear from you. We're hanging in there. You know, we've got two home from college, and we got my other son who's a junior at MBA and a seventh grader, and my wife and I and our two dogs. So we're just doing what's asked of us, laying low and trying to get outside when we can. Occasionally, you know, trying to get out to take the dogs for a walk, what have you. But we're just kind of following the rules, and we've been doing that now for, I don't know, six or seven days since they started asking us to do that. How you guys doing?
We're good. Everybody's safe, Kirk. We're broadcasting from our houses, and that's kind of the way that it's been. I think this is day eight for us to do it this way. But as you said, that's what they're asking us to do, so we're going to do it that way. I'm curious, at this point of the calendar year, would you still be on sort of a vacation time period for yourself, or would you be trying to ramp it up toward the college football season?
Well, for me, because, you know, I do work as far as being on air, you know, early to mid-August all the way through the national championship. Typically, I'll take some time off. But the sport, as you guys know, because that's what I focus on college football 12 months out of the year. So I never really stop, you know, with winter conditioning and spring bowl, and that carries over into camp, and then the next thing you know, the season starts up again. So it's kind of a never-ending, it's not like I'm grinding every day, but I'm constantly talking with guys and just kind of talking to guys as much in the offseason, a lot of valuable information as much as you do in season. So, but this time of year, it's more of a draft, you know, typically just kind of full-court press on draft prep, and I know as of right now, the draft is a go. I'll be personally surprised if Roger Goodell holds steady on that by the time we get to the next 2 to 3 weeks. I know the GMs have already reached out to him and requested they postpone it to a later date, and kind of, for now, it sounds like he's not interested in doing that, but we'll just have to pay attention as they continue to keep us up to date on what's going on with this virus and the way it's spreading. Me personally, I would be just kind of locked in on draft prep and also spring ball. Some of these spring games I typically work, whether it's Alabama, Clemson, or whatever. That's typically what I do in March and April.
Well, Kirk Herbstreit with us. Kirk, you just said you'd be shocked if NFL draft kind of stays where it is right now. Also your comments that you would be shocked if we have NFL football and college football this fall have apparently upset a lot of people. Just kind of give your take to us, for our listeners, on why you said that or why you think that.
Well, I didn't know it upset people. I haven't really, I wouldn't necessarily want to make a statement. I don't know, have a post call. I was asked by Ian Fitzsimmons on a radio show that I did last night about what I thought about the fall, and I was just simply stating that if this thing is progressing the way the doctors are forecasting, I think it'll be very difficult for the NFL or for the leaders of the college game to green light it. Again, I hope they do. It's my hope for all. I mean, I don't think anybody hopes for a college football season or an NFL season more than me. It's not just my livelihood; it's my passion. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm not into politics. I'm not into making statements. I'm not into siding with one side or the other. I simply listen to Dr. Fauci and these other professionals every day, and I think we're scratching the surface of where this thing is potentially going to go. And even if this thing hits its peak in late April or into May, you know, you're still talking about coming down on the backside of that curve. And who's to say when the backside of that curve hits rock bottom? When you feel, as a family, as you know, you guys have your own family, when will you feel comfortable going and sitting at a microphone in the same room. You know, when are we all going to feel comfortable going to the grocery store? When are we going to feel comfortable sitting in restaurants? When are you going to feel comfortable being in close quarters with people you don't know? When is that? You think that's in a couple weeks? I don't know. I'm listening to the doctors, and it doesn't sound like that's around the corner. So I think as a country, we're in a free for all right now, and I think the only thing that's going to slow us down is some good news from the doctors, some good news from the scientists. Somebody comes up with a vaccine. Somebody comes up with some good news medically. Right now, if you guys are watching the news, it's not real good. I have a buddy in one of my in Ohio who's on day 13 of over 100 degree fever, and he just every day I reach out to him, and it's playing with his mind as much as it is anything else. And he texted me back yesterday, I'm defeated, you know, and I'm like, you know, don't say that. I don't want to hear you say you're defeated, you know, because he said 12, 13 days of having a fever with no appetite. He's weak, he's drained. And that's just one example of what this thing can do. Because, guys, 2 weeks ago, I was in the camp like everyone else. Why is everybody getting so worked up? It's the flu is worse than this thing. Like, what's the big deal? Like, I was in that same camp. And then when they canceled the SEC tournament and the Big Ten and the ACC and the NBA shut down and the NHL shut down, it all happened in like a 12-hour time frame. All of a sudden, my eyes opened up, my ears opened up, and I was like, man, I got to start listening to these doctors and what's going on with this. And I just, from that point on, started actually really listen and paying attention and listening to the governor of New York and of New Jersey and people that are really being impacted by this. And if people think that this thing's just going to go away or it's not a big deal, you either have your head in the sand or you're not watching the news. And it's the only thing I can tell you. So we're taking it seriously. I think everybody should take it very serious. And if you had a good friend that was fighting for his life at day 13, maybe you would view it differently. And I guess my point when I answered the question last night is I don't know where this thing is going to end to make people in the optics of, okay, let's go play baseball. Let's go play the NFL. Let's let these guys tight quarters in a locker room and hit each other in tight, you know, tight situations where you're spitting on each other and spitting on each other. You're gonna green light that with that virus still out there? I guess it's the only thing that I was suggesting.
Kirk, I don't know why you're with us.
With me saying what my opinion is. I don't have any insight. It's just paying attention, listening, and trying to figure out how the hell is this thing going to end without a vaccine. I'm not trying to scare anybody, not hysterical about it.
You might have lost him there. Kirk Herbstreit with us. Kirk, if you're still there, you mentioned the NFL draft that Roger Goodell appears to be pushing through. From a broadcast perspective, my guess is that would turn into a studio opportunity for you guys and I'm wondering what the plan would be to keep everyone 6 feet or more apart in a situation like that.
Well, I'll be in my basement if they want me to be involved in the draft. I'm not sure what everyone else will do. But if they have the draft, my coverage will be from here. But I have not heard any plans of any kind from what ESPN will plan to do with their coverage.
Kirk, I got a couple minutes left. I wanted to ask you this. There's been talk because football is so vital to athletic budgets. You know, the estimate is that it's 80% of most schools' budgets. It's how they make their money for athletics. Could you see a scenario where the season maybe was pushed back further into the winter or even ending in the spring sometime if everything goes as planned, we're able to get this thing suppressed, you know, and keep people safe? Could you see the season just getting moved back?
You know, this is such uncharted territory and discussions we thought we would never even have.
Yeah.
You're right about the magnitude of the season and what it means to so many people and so many athletic departments and so many budgets on many different levels. And the same for the NFL. I mean, in the NFL, you're talking billions and billions of dollars for both the NFL and the college game. So I don't know. I don't know if that would be even an option to be able to push it back. I would love to see it salvaged. I would love to see it played. You know, I think it would be great. If I'm wrong, I would be the first one to say, you know, I'm happy I'm wrong. I'm simply looking at how this thing is going. It's leading me to have my own, forming my own opinion. I'm wondering how they'll be able to play, how they'll be able to come up with answers to make everybody feel comfortable. By pushing it back, what if they come up with a vaccine in July? What if they find a vaccine? I mean, every doctor on the planet, not just in the United States, on the planet, is working towards a vaccine. What if they, you know, they were saying 12 to 18 months. What if they find it in 8 months? You know, so I don't know. Maybe that would be an option. That would be fantastic if they could potentially salvage the season and have it, even if it's pushed back. But you know, I know that all these things are going to be discussed way down the road. It's March, what, 27th? I'm going to sit here later tonight and listen to what the daily report is from some of these doctors and these experts, and I'll do it again on the 28th, I'll do it again on the 29th. And these reports and these press conferences, they contradict themselves because they're learning from about a 6 or 8 week virus. I mean, they just don't know. And I think we all should cut them some slack and let them contradict themselves, because they're learning literally from every case. And so, you know, what I'm saying on March 27th, I could be, you know, if we talk 3 or 4 weeks from now, it might be even more challenging to imagine there being a football season. And it might be like, hey, you know what? We're moving in a great direction. I'm just saying, as we sit here right now, it's easy to imagine this thing going much further along than May or June or July. That obviously eventually would bump into football.
Well, Kurt, we know you're busy. Take care of your family. We appreciate you spending some time with us today, giving us your thoughts on all this. And we look forward to the day when you come back on with us and we just discuss more football again. Those will be great times.
Amen, guys. Great to talk to you. You guys be safe.
Tell Tay Dog and thanks, the boys, Kurt. Hello.
You got it.
Kirk Herbstreit joining us to give his thoughts on some difficult times for everybody. When we come back, we'll have Mark Elliott, who's the athletic director at Trevecca University. This guy's lived an amazing life. We'll get into that. We'll get into a whole lot of stuff with him next on 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. So.